Well, John, I am happy to be able to say that I had that wonderful experience in Berlin with you when you were conducting the Philharmonic and recording the Mahler Ninth Symphony for us. And you're now, I know, regarded in a lot of places in the world as a Mahler specialist. And I was wondering when you started first conducting Mahler symphonies.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ronnie, I owe that entirely to Neville Carter.
Really?
Who, must be about 10 years ago now, came to me one day and said, John, he said, you must take up the Mahler symphonies.
Yes.
They were written for you. And you've got the only orchestra in the country that can make the right sound for them.
Yes, yes.
And I must say, I became fascinated.
Yes.
And more fascinated. And curiously enough, I chose the Ninth as my first venture.
Did you really?
Into the field of Mahler.
Where was that?
In Manchester.
In Manchester, yes.
And I got Neville to come up and talk about it.
Yes.
Because it was entirely unknown there.
Of course.
And it's a prodigious difficulty.
Yes.
But I still think, in point of fact, of purely musical content, it's perhaps the greatest of all the symphonies.
Yes, I agree.
I felt that from the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
I've enjoyed so much all the others.
Yes.
But he's... And then another reason that led me to more and more devotion, shall we say, to Mahler, is that the fact we must acknowledge, and all my great colleagues do today, there's no really great music, purely orchestral music, being written today. So I've done my full share of Cheltenham festivals and bringing all these things. Now I think I've reached the age when I deserve to devote myself to great music that it is yet comparatively unknown.
Yes, indeed.
You see, if you had heard Mahler ad nauseum, you'd say, why play so much Mahler? But since the majority of people don't know hardly any of it at all,
I
think my energies are much better devoted there to play music that nobody really particularly wants to hear.
Yes, because I noticed even in Berlin that they apparently don't play it a very great deal.
No, before this recording, I'd done it with the Berlin Orchestra about 18 months before.
Yes,
and they were not at all keen to do it. Stresemann told me this afterwards.
Yes,
but he says, you know, they're very devoted to you.
Yes.
They said, well, if he wants to play Mahler 9, let him play it. That was rather the spirit. And of course, they were conquered by it.
Yes, absolutely. And the orchestra, too, personally told me, the various members, how thrilled they were work and to do it with you. And also your performance at the Fourth in the Philharmonic Hall was an enormous success.
Yes.
Very, very beautiful performance.
And, you know, I believe the actor said, but I shouldn't say this myself, that it was the best Mahler heard in a decade.
Well,
quite a few people must have played a Mahler symphony there.
I'm sure they have, but they were right all the same, because it was a most enormous success. Have you any special favourites among the symphonies other than the Ninth? I mean, which ones otherwise special favourites?
I love the first two.
Yes.
And the Fourth has got... They've all got their own particular...
Characters and
character.
Qualities, yes.
And it's curious enough, at first, you know, when you start to learn them, you find it very difficult because of that these continuous changes of mood and tempo, which at the same time you have to mould into a great whole. That's the great difficulty.
Yes.
But that the difficulty becomes less as we go on. You remember Ernest Newman invented that wonderful word, the footprints of a composer.
Yes.
And when you get to know them, you can discern them even when the snow is very thick, and they're not very discernible.
Indeed. Have you any plans for any more recordings in Berlin? Have you thought out any possibilities?
Yes, I'm going back there next June. I can't go in my usual January period because they're then touring America.
Oh, yes.
And so they've invited me for June, and I must say I feel terribly flattered that they've asked for Mahler and Bruckner.
Splendid.
You know, from a French-Italian cockney, that's not a bad point to arrive at.
Yes.
They were very keen to do the second.
Yes.
But apparently you've recorded that.
Yes,
you know,
we have.
There's so many recordings that they would like, that they very wisely, Mr. Andre thought, to do something that is not so much recorded. and they would like to do the seventh.